they have comments, they make them directly to me so I can respond in turn, much like Captain Quig. This is the best of my memory. If you have any specific questions, please ask. So anyway, Eugene Ostrzewski said, you know, in the Odyssey, every time somebody shows up in Ithaca, everybody says, oh, on what black boats did you come to Ithaca? Because surely you did not walk here on foot. But you can walk from Troy to Ithaca in New York. And so Eugene said, let's make a movie. Who can we get? And they're like, well, Douglas. Right? And but then Eugene, after they talked about it a while, said, no, you know, it's easier. We'll just walk around your house, because all upstate New York looks the same. You just walk around, like, your block and film our feet, and we'll talk.
Have you been
and then
anywhere
you can, like, surreptitiously record Douglas and say it's him, just the sound, and you put it together. And I thought, when I heard about this, that, well, at least, although they didn't film me, somebody will be calling me and talking to me and getting me to talk about different things, and I'll have, like, some contact, human contact. But it didn't happen. I haven't called. And a friend of mine, after I posted a little note about this, said, well, at least they should have used your shoes. They should have at least used your shoes. And, you know, you should ask them how they feel after walking a mile in your shoes. Right? And Christian Prevale, who I told about this, said, it'd be really great. What you should do is just get on the Facebook and ask if there are places you can stay along the way, and probably only 2 weeks, you'll just get people offering up their couches, or you could, like, go to, like, couchsurfer.com or something and find places and do the walk, and in what, it'll take you 10 days. That's 15 miles a day. I think I could do that. And I think Stephen Cope's in Ithaca, so I could go and maybe stay with him at the end of the thing. Anyway, so those are a few of my thoughts on the walk, and I did start reading the Odyssey a lot, and I found that there's one thing, and I know you're all like, oh my god, he went over 8 minutes and he's been such a crankhead about it. In two important occasions, the poet speaks through characters. One time it is Odysseus, and another time it is King Alcinous of the Phaeacians. Let us sit and tell. Oh, I've written it down, but let us sit and tell our tales. For the night is vastly long, and it is not good to go to bed too early, as too much sleep is bad for one. But for any who are tired, let them make their beds away from the fire, where we will remain telling our tales of strife and woe, which bring big tears and warm the hearts of men. And so now I will read a short poem on ambulation. Some of you may have noticed Kevin Walker, who can't right now, earlier in the day. Some thoughts on ambulation. Someone felt it was important enough to carry with them a receipt from April 19th of this very year through 3 months and 10 days over 1,200 miles to leave it here in this furthest outpost at the poetry reading and barbecue. It was about 6:30 when they spent $8.49 at the Bag Piper Irish Pub. They were served by Tisha, number 120, and the last four digits of their MasterCard are 4610. Should I play those numbers? Should I consider the journey, or what might compel a poet to wear the same pants in Cincinnati when it is cold in April, and again, without having washed them, in Boston, in July, when it is more than warm. Thank you.